off Echo Mobile.
Afternoon calling station, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben, and I could use a break from work for a few minutes. How you doing?
Nice to make your acquaintance, Ben. My name is Donnie, and I'm mobile in Central South Carolina. And, it's a perfect time for a break. Now, you just got a couple more hours to go, hopefully. I don't know what time you get off, but hopefully it'll be soon.
The magic 5 p.m., or 1,700 hours, depending on your inclination.
Can't beat that. Gives you enough time to enjoy this beautiful day, hopefully. I'm telling you what, I mean, it's so daggum hot. Mosquitoes refuse to land on me because they don't want to burn their feet. Roger.
Mosquitoes prefer their meat rare. They don't like it well done.
On that, one time me and my wife and kids went down to Alabama and decided we were going to do a camping trip down there. But I tell you what, that quickly changed course once we got down there and realized how hot it was. And not only that, but the mosquitoes there were big enough to stand on their tippy toes and whoop your dog. So we quickly got a hotel when we got there. That was the shortest camping trip I've ever been on. Roger.
That sounds like those mosquitoes down on the coast, southern coastal South Carolina. You know, once you get below Charleston, those are big monsters, and they travel in packs. I mean, I went from the door to the car, which was about 30 meters, and I got in the car, and there was a swarm of mosquitoes around the outside of the car. They all smelled me and just took off after me, but I was in the car. And they were outside, but it was a swarm of hundreds of them. It was wild.
Roger that. When we went on that camping trip, we took a tent, and the packaging literally said it takes 1 minute to put up and 1 minute to put down. Now, my son, he was quite young. My youngest son was quite younger than he is now. But by the time I pulled that tent out and stood it up, I turned around. He had a big old swollen spot on his forehead we could have flew the flag from. And I said, "Dadgum, the mosquitoes is going to carry him off." So my wife and I discussed it, and we quickly got a hotel and said, we'll spend the rest of the vacation here. not outside. That was a rough trip, something that was unexpected.
I was out right at dusk the other night, must have been 8 o'clock-ish, and I was out just in the woods behind my house trying to get my HF, one end of the HF antenna up a little higher. I got an extra 6-8 feet on there, and then the mosquitoes were just swarming my legs, and I had to just tie it off, stop, go put on some deep woods off, go back out there and finish the job, because I couldn't even concentrate on what I was doing because the mosquitoes were just all over my legs. there's not a lot of water, standing water out here where I live.
For BGE for ID. Yeah, roger that. I mean, can't even work on the project because your hand's busy smacking your legs. That's pretty bad. They're going to make you dance. Yeah, it's wild. You know, I'm from North Carolina, up in the Hendersonville area, and I had no idea the humidity was so much down here. You know, I visited South Carolina plenty of times, but man, down here, I was thinking, you know, we moved down there, it's only a few degrees hotter, but it really did make a difference. I tell you, it's something wild.
Thing when people come down here to visit, it's one of those things they don't even think about until they move here. It's the humidity and the mosquitoes. And then they're like, oh, wait, this place isn't as fantastic as I thought it was.
That. Well, brother, I'm destinating here, so I'm going to have to clear it out. I appreciate you so thoroughly enjoyed it. And I wish you a wonderful, safe day and hope it's been a productive one at that, and that you're able to enjoy your afternoon. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and I'll be clear after your final saying 73 to you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it. just taking a little break here from work and jumping on the radio. And luckily, I work from home, so I can sit here and keep the radio on sometimes if I'm not doing something that requires a huge amount of focus. So I'll try and catch people here and there as they check in. And you have a good one. Be safe. I'll catch you on down the log. For the EW monitoring.
You're mobile.
Mobile.
You can have lips.
You talking about the heat earlier. I actually had to go up into the attic at about on my lunch break, about 12:45, and that wasn't even like really roasting up there yet. That was it's probably pretty comfortable. I wouldn't want to go up there now. About 3 hours later, it's probably like full blast. Yeah, well over 100 degrees up there now.
When I'm an old industrial electrician, I know what hot is. An electronic technician. But I didn't get your name, but I've talked to you before. I was thinking Ben, but maybe it's not. But, it can get up to 190 up there. Very dangerous. I went to help a friend out one time. It was an old house, and they had an add-on back porch. And I crawled over there, and it was one of those where you had to walk on the studs or fall through the ceiling. And then there was a little square hole, and you dropped down through that hole, and then you crawled back to the back of the back porch, which you barely had any room to move. And I had a 110-volt drop cord with a drop light on it. Didn't have LEDs back then, and the light bulb burned out. And you couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Oh, man, that was, of course, before you had a cell phone with every cell phone had a flashlight on it, and every HT had a flashlight on it, too.
HT was a flashlight back then. It was probably in the 80s, but the only way I could get out of there, and it was life-threatening, it was so hot, I had to follow the drop cord and pray that it didn't come loose, so don't pull on it too hard. And I was going to put a back porch light on it, and I told him, no, forget about that idea. It was just unbelievable. They had another guy at work come up to me one time in this large machine shop, and he says, Tom, you put in ceiling fans? And I said, oh, I probably could, John. I know how. And I said, you know, you're quite capable. Why don't you do it yourself? He said, he was in the tool room, and he says, oh, no, I don't want to get up there. It's too hot. And I thought, oh, well, I just forgot how to put in ceiling fans.
By the way, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben. And I know we've talked before, but I used to work a while back up at the Oconee Nuclear Plant. And up there on that turbine deck, it's about 130 degrees. And there are water stations, and there's warning signs that say, you know, put on your PPE, your goggles, your earplugs, and don't stay on the turbine deck is longer than you need to. Just do what you got to do, whether it's pass through or if you've got a task to perform, do it, get out of there. And if you're going to spend any time there, you know, they have like a policy of how much water you needed to drink per 15 minutes.
This is N0TR Mobile. Yeah, Ben, I remember talking to you. Well, I worked at the same plant for 32 years, and I worked on everything from overhead cranes to HVAC to digital machine tools, and big ones, very large, some of the largest west of the Mississippi. And it got awfully hot up there, and I thought that's worst. And they shut down after I'd been there 32 years, and I went to a printing plant, and I went to a wheel plant. And the wheel plant made 55,000 to 80,000 wheels a month for General Motors. And one of my jobs at first for a year was overhauling overhead cranes that ran the monitor. monorail that lifted those 1,100 degree buckets of molten aluminum. And we'll get you a Kleenex in a moment or something, or a towel. She's sneezing. And so that was pretty hot. So one day when I was up on the platform taking down a crane, these were small cranes, I took an infrared thermometer and I had an 18-inch fan behind me. And it was 146 degrees, I think, coming out of that fan bin. So I know what you're talking about, but they didn't put any rules on us. And those people working up on that casting deck, I'd have to go up there and calibrate their gauges. And when I did that, I don't know how those guys lived. I really don't. It would just take the moisture right out of you, Ben.
I agree. I was up at on my turbine deck. I was usually just passing through. I rarely had to actually work there. But it's a pretty long shot to get, you know, between the turbines. It's, you know, 100, 150 yards long, the whole thing. And you got to hike through there with hard hat, glasses, earplugs, the whole works. So if you, guys that had to go out there and actually perform tasks and spend time, man, I feel for them because I've never felt heat like that before. So they normally measured 130 to 132 degrees.
I found it. The machine tools I worked on were very hot, had up to 100 horsepower DC motors on them. And so I know what you're talking about. And some of them had to go down in the pits and work on the motors. And there just went no air, and this plant was not air conditioned. Should have been, but it wasn't. And I don't like the heat. And in the wintertime, I'd have to go up and crawl across an ice roof and work on a 13 million BTU stress oven and 275,000 BTU forced air heaters over the paint room. So I went from one extreme to the other, but we made it, Ben. Yeah, I'm pulling into Lowe's here, so maybe I'll catch you later. We'll be headed back. I'm just going down here to pick up a spool of wire. 73, this is NGLTR, clear. Nice talking to you, Ben.
You too, Tom, and take care. Hope everything goes well next week for you, and you're good. You'll get fixed up good. Hope you have a speedy recovery and maybe catch up with you before or after then. So, K4ZW, I will be monitoring you.
Okay, Ben. Well, it ain't quite that quick, but it's coming up next month, and so anyways, take care, man. This is NGLTR.